Hi, this is Unmesh from Pix Imperfect. Great to talk to you. How are you today? So today I just wanted to share with you my favorite resources, my top three resources. Instead of telling you maybe a list of 20 or 12, or you can have a list of resources, but at the end of the day, what we tend to do, we tend to remember just two or three, right? And whenever we need them, we just type in the website and go there. We just don't remember more than four when it comes to resources. If you do, you're an intelligent person, I have to say. So the first one on my list is freepik.com. F-R-E-E-P-I-K. Free pick, pick with a K. So FreePick offers a bunch of stuff, stock photos, vectors, mockups, selections. And one of the things which I would like to tell you is underutilized is vector. Suppose you're creating an advertisement for your portrait session. Suppose you're creating a business card. So if you, of course, you can get templates for business card, it has all of that. But if you want your business card to be different, I would suggest you, and this is the trick that I learned early on, is that look for separate elements. Steal, but steal from 1,000 different images. That way your image will be different, okay? So for example, you're creating a business card and you're writing your contact number. So instead of writing contact, colon, your contact number, why not search for a contact icon? There are a bunch of icons there, maybe a phone icon, and then type the number. I'm just telling you an example. Maybe you're writing an address. So instead of writing the address, you can use the location icon, right? The one that Google Maps uses. Interesting, isn't it? So always look for elements and then combine them together. I'm telling you my secret. So keep in mind, this is useful. Then the second is stock photos. Why would you need stock photos? You're a photographer. Taking the same example ahead, suppose you're a portrait photographer and you want to advertise that stuff on Facebook. So on the side, of course, you have one of your favorite photos, and on the right, where you write your name, your price, maybe your package, whatever you want to write. In the back, for the backdrop, you need something in that when you write the text. You can have your own portrait, or you can have something like a picture of a camera, maybe a picture of a studio. For those purposes, you can look for stock photos. Maybe you're looking for some designs and stuff. So there are tons of stuff that you can look for, because we cannot capture everything, right? If you can, awesome. But if you cannot, this is always going to be useful. And the third one is mockups. Now, what is mockups? Mockups, they usually offer in PSD files where everything is ready. All you have to do, you have to just write your text, insert your images. For example, there's a mockup for a business card they will offer in PSD. You just have to type your name and it's ready. One of my favorite mockups that I downloaded from FreePick was of a museum, was of an art gallery actually. It had all those big paintings, but everything was blank. So it was a PSD. All I had to do, everything was written on those layers, where to insert what. All you had to do, you had to insert your images and that would automatically just snap to the gallery photos. You just resize that and it would look realistic. So those are mockups. Second one on my list is Pexels. You might have seen it if you have seen my videos. I use a Pexels Photoshop plugin. They have a Photoshop plugin that allows you to search for free stock photos from inside of Photoshop, which is awesome. Of course, their website is more awesome too. You can search images by color. You can show me all the green images, it will show you the green images. Show me landscape images with color green, they can show you that. So Pexels, P-E-X-E-L-S.com. Pexels is just like Google. It's like a search engine for free stock photos. It combines the power of every other free stock photo library, and it doesn't have anything of its own. It's like a search engine which allows you to search on that. The third one on my list is brusheezy.com. BrushEezy.com. And this is something which I recently found, and it's awesome if you're looking for Photoshop brushes, textures. And one of the great things about this website is that it gives you textures in bundles. Maybe you need a paper texture, maybe you need just a paper grunge in front of your image, then you can search for that. And it gives you sets of those, set one, set two, tons of that. It gives you backgrounds if you want to do composites, it gives you brushes and light leaks. So all you have to do is just to keep the light leaks on a separate layer, just above that, change the blend mode to screen. So these were my top three websites, FreePick, Pexels, and BrushEezy. I hope this was useful. Have a great day. It was awesome talking to you. Take care. Keep creating.